Hey, my beautiful people. Hello. 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 See, I'm so sorry. Yeah, let me calm down. Let me calm down. See, don't let me lie to you guys. I'm going to... I know some of you will not take me serious based off on... You saw the way I went off yesterday and all of that. But then I want you guys to come and understand me because today I am calm. Okay? So I want us to talk. Today I will give you a background music that is calm. Because I want us to all talk. I want you guys to understand me from a place of love. Do you get me? When I started this podcast, I described it as healing, love, progression, growth. Like, we will heal first, love one another. That is how we can help each other, truthfully. And then we'll all grow together. That is what I am doing. If you guys cannot see it, if you guys cannot see what I am doing for all of you, I won't lie to you. I will be angry with my friends just because I can see the great future in front of them. And I will start to get vexed just because they can't see it for themselves. Don't let me lie to you. My spirituality is so high now. I went 40 days and 40 nights without food. You guys thought I was shrinking. I was not shrinking, no. I smoke a lot, so I should be able to eat. Godia, you told me, baby, okay. Godia said something. Godia said, you might think it's spirituality, right? You could be right. She said that out of the place of, she's not on my level yet, okay? But she now told me, why not, before you conclude, it's totally spirituality. This is why I need friends like that. Friends with deep minds. Friends that can think deep. I need grounding from time to time. I wrote a poem. I wrote it grounding tool. And God said, you will never release that poem because it's not a ground. It's not a tool. People are your grounding. See, guys, don't let me lie to you. I had a vision one day where I saw myself and Jesus Christ just playing as peers. We're not even peers. We're brothers and sisters. I won't lie to you. We're playing and God was happy with both of us. And he was like, I was insulting. I was like, see, you this stupid boy. What you could not do, I'll go and do it for you. Maybe you went ahead of me. And look at, there's still pain and everything in the world. Because you went as a man. But me, I will go as a woman. A woman is a woman of power. That was how I wrote The Power of a Woman. I will release that poem one day. Don't let me lie to you. I've written more than enough poems to feed me for a life. But God is saying, don't release it yet. God is leading me. I won't lie to you people. God is leading me. Eh? You guys cannot get that now. But I'm someone that... Hey, let me lie to you. I love people wholeheartedly. And that was like God said, Elizabeth, what will keep helping is gratitude. Gratitude not because I will always say thank you to you when you send me money. I might not even say thank you because I don't need to say thank you. That's like Bibian gave me my first scarf because God said you have to be scarfing your head. Bibian said she wants to collect money from that scarf, 2,000. It's not as if I don't. See, I have money. But I didn't want to give her that money because if I give her, she won't know what she has planted in my life. I tied that scarf for so long. My girlfriend said, why are you tying this particular scarf all along? I wanted to buy many scarves in Calabar because God told me, you have to be scarfing your head. Now I'm even getting another revelation. He said, I put a crown on your head. So there are evil spirits around. We can't see them. So be scarfing your head. Don't let me lie to you guys. I talk to God on a daily. That is why I said, I will make kings. I will make all of you kings. But I'm still your Lord. I'm still the King of Kings. That is God talking. When I started this journey, if my spirituality was 30 or 50-50 self, let it be 50-50 because sometimes I want to be alone and play. And another time I'll play with people. But you see the way I went off yesterday. I told my friend, I said, please call your mother. She's the only one that can pray for me today. I said that because after everything that happened yesterday, it wasn't even my mother I wanted to call. It was her own mother. Because the things that mother could not do for her when she was growing up, I'm teaching her now. I'm doing it for her because I realized you're doing some of these stupid things because you didn't grow up with a mother that can stop it. You have these stupid habits. I'll be talking to you. I'll say, please give me attention. Look at me. And she'll say, I am listening to you. I'm pressing your phone. It's because you don't have a mother. Some people need attention at that time. I'm a spiritual person, but I say, look in my eyes. I need you to look in my eyes. You have to trust me. She said it now that this thing I want to do. I said, no. I am seeing the bigger picture. My podcast is not for everybody. It's for people that God has awakened. Don't let me lie to you. Yesterday, I could only upload on WhatsApp because if I had uploaded on WhatsApp and Snapchat, I would have died though. But I now told her, I said, Nika, please let me go. Let me go. My soul was already leaving my body. You guys don't know what I went through yesterday. Because I'm not dealing with one person. In our own, when I started talking to her, demons touched me. They gripped my throat. Because God told me, your voice, your throat, Abby. My voice is my power. Thank you. My voice is my power. See, I forget things now because most times I'm not even here. Okay? So I need people, when I say, get me a pen, write down this thing. I want you to trust me. My voice is my power. I'm a spiritual person, okay? I saw myself and Jesus all through my childhood. I knew I was not an ordinary person because at the age of 7 years old, I said, I want every bad thing in this world to happen to me. I proclaimed badness. I'm sorry. I proclaimed, what do you call badness, Abby? When you're being bad, I proclaim terrible things into my life. Why? Because I saw the evil in the world. And at the age of 8 years old, I said, I will allow myself feel every evil in the world so I could help other people, so I can relate. That is gratitude. Okay? That is the true meaning of gratitude. I would allow myself, because I saw a small child, I saw the rape things that were happening in the world. I said, God, if any girl is to be raped, let them come and rape me for it. I didn't understand why I was praying that at the age of 7, because I told you people, when you're kids, watch what you've proclaimed into your life, because it will start to manifest, not then, but when you're growing, when you've grown. Are you guys getting me? I want you people to understand why I went off yesterday and how I need help, because I actually need help. I need help. It's hard to admit you need help. But if I'm coming here to say I need help, I thought I had healed completely. But yesterday I told myself, I said, the final stage of my healing will be my family. And I started calling none of them yesterday. I said, you, shut up your mouth. Let me talk to you. You're stupid. You think I'm talking from the place of the physical? I started to make them understand. The ones that could understand said, Elizabeth, I'm sorry, because they saw the crown. I started giving revelations of my ancestors that I don't even know, I've never met. But because my uncle may have heard stories growing up, Jeff wants to call me, attend to him. He was able to relate. And then he called me back and he said, when he was not getting me, don't let me lie to you, my spirituality was a... I said it to Tomiwa. I said, Tomiwa, if my spirituality was a 75, that 25 is just for one person. Because I knew it took divine... Nothing could break me. You guys don't even understand what I've been through. I said, we could feel the same pain, no? But someone would translate it more than the other person. I said, Nika, how many times have you been raped? She said, more than 5 times. My own is just 4 times. But I felt it differently because I'm pretty sure, Inika, as much as you've been raped, you've never been raped at gunpoint. Am I right or wrong?
Right.
You've never been raped when they put a gun to your head and said, let me kill you. And I'm like, end it all. This world is cuckoo too evil. Because the light in me as a child never went dim, even as I was growing up, even with the things I was seeing. Because growing up, I saw too many things, but the light in me always kept that. And that is why God is telling me now, Elizabeth, you are a pure soul. See, there are true souls, there are pure souls, and there are lost souls. One day I will get to start explaining everything to you. Yesterday I would have been a lost soul, but do you know why I wouldn't be too lost? Because when I was begging Inika, I said, Inika, you want to see the power of God? She was begging to see God herself. When God came to me, came to her in form of me, I said, Inika, if I was 75 on spirituality and 25, it took only true love to break me. That is why I said, Vivian Umar Esther, my Lord. I don't know how I put your name like that. It's meant to be Vivian Esther Umar, but whatever. You are my grounding tool. You are my person. If you guys go and check the meaning of Elizabeth, Elizabeth is someone consecrated to God. Check it, you understand why my life is like this. I love God so much. That is why I can heal myself by myself. But you guys, I started this journey because I need you to just open your eyes that you can't heal yourself by yourself. You need people to enlighten you before you can start healing. But me, I got it just by being in my room by God. God healed me. That's why I can make all of you. I told Tosin, Tosin healed herself. Oh. But Tosin is still my queen. She can't be my king. Tosin is still my queen. Because she healed herself by herself. But she can't be on the level I am. Okay? So I said, I can make you guys kings. But you can't be higher than me. So even with my crown, I knelt down and told Tomiwa, Tomiwa, please, I need you to listen to me. But Tomiwa was not listening. Why? Because it wasn't him I needed to attend to. Tomiwa saw beyond. Ha, Tomiwa, you have to be close to me. I won't lie to you. Tomiwa and Godia, you guys have to be close to me because I will write a poem. I will send it to Godia. Godia, read this. I wrote it though. I have a different understanding. Godia will give me a different understanding because she's also someone that loves God, truly. She's someone that wants to help people. She's a humanitarian. Titi, you are someone that loves God. You are a humanitarian. You need to help people. But all of you, we need to work together. See, God has been telling me, helping hands, helping hands. I was like, oh, this will make my poem the 65 poem. It's like, it will be complete. At least I can rest. See, don't let me lie to you. I cannot give you guys poems for now. I can't give you guys poems for now because it's God leading me. Are you guys getting me? I know some of you will think I went off unnecessarily yesterday, but I'm someone that grew up with so much pain and hurt. I might be saying heal, it is easy. That is why Vivian, you will say, do you think healing is easy? Because low key, I thought I had healed. But when I started spirituality on another level, God said on your birthday, I'll give you another gift. You think you've healed now. This is how I will keep improving myself. And Casper, maybe you remember one movie we watched when the woman created a robot. I explained this to my friend. The woman created a robot just for the purpose of cleaning her swimming because she couldn't clean it, right? It was an animation movie. It messes with your mind. That's why people that smoke, they smoke weed. I'm not saying all of you should go and smoke weed though. Ineka doesn't know how to smoke weed, but she's still powerful. Because if Ineka smokes weed with what God has given her, she'll run mad. She's someone that sees things. If she smokes weed, I know spirituality scares us. Don't let me lie to you. But if she smokes weed, her head will knock. Me, I can smoke weed. My mind is strong. That is why if you notice a lot of us with strong minds, we like to smoke and try things. We are adventurous because we know last, nothing will happen. Now death, last. Yesterday, I told Nika, I said, you will see the power of God. I will leave my soul. I will leave my body right now. My soul will leave. I will die. And I will go and enter a body because there are people out there that they are just beautiful for nothing. Their souls are lost. They are dead inside. So I'll look for a beautiful girl. Give her everything, like, pick a girl that has a bomb, that has my bonbon. Sorry. That has big bonbon. Because I like being bonbon. That's why if you see my babe, I actually make my head crazy. I will pick a girl like that. I don't like breasts, so I'll pick a girl with tiny breasts and big bum. I'll create myself again, put my soul inside her. I said I'll come back to this room this night and knock on the door and say, it's still raining. So that's why I said, don't call me Elizabeth again. Elizabeth is someone consecrated to God, but now I'm God. So you can't call me Elizabeth again. You guys should call me Raina. So I'm on the same level as Jesus Christ because everything he has done, I've done it too. You don't understand. Jesus Christ had to stay with his parents until he was 12 years old, right? That's why you guys are not getting it. Jesus Christ knew love till he was 12 years old. That is why he could love people without shouting. Look at what you've put in your child. I tell you people, Jesus Christ could understand love because at least anyhow, even if Joseph was not his father, his true father. Eh? Are you listening to me? Do you remember an angel appeared to Joseph and said, this is what you name this child? That's why I said, all of you, go and find the meaning of your names. Vivian, you are the one that made me understand that. I said, Vivian, what is your name? You said, you are a lively star. I said, okay, beautiful. Because I know I'm a star too. But I'm a star that I might not be lively all the time. But Vivian has to be lively. Her zodiac sign is Gemini. Gemini people are lively. So I understood she's a lively star. I now looked at her name again. I said, Vivian, what's the meaning of Wajinga? Because Wajinga resonates more with me.
I've saved Vivian's name so many times on my phone. Because when we fight, I will delete. I will save another one. It has never been baby or my love or all these stupid things. I was trying to find her real name. So I've tried Vives. Her friends call her Vives. It doesn't work with me. I've tried Vivi. Mm-mm. I've tried Viv. Mm-mm. Vivian. Mm-mm. I tried Miss Umar. I know since when I call her Miss Umar, it's still okay. But so I know there's a Miss somewhere. The day I found out her name is Wajinga. Ah, I heard it and I said, beautiful name. I don't know why. Till the day we're here and I've been calling her Miss Wajinga. I put Miss Wajinga and I put a devil face emoji in front of it. I put Godi, I put a devil face emoji in front of it. Why do you people think I do things? You guys don't know me. You don't know me. I won't lie to you. But that is why this podcast is here. So I open myself to you here. Because Godia, you told me, you said this is a soul journey. Elizabeth, you have to open yourself. You said that from a place of physical, right? But you guys could see the light I wanted to shine in the world. So me and Jesus Christ, I said, what you couldn't do, I can go and do it because I'm a woman. I told my uncle yesterday, I said, Alaye, come here. Your name is Kelvin, but I've never resonated with calling you Kelvin. That is why I was calling you Kelvin. People in the family thought I was mad. Then why would you be calling your uncle Kelvin? They were trying to kill my light. I know if I call him Kelvin, I can call him Kelvin. But once I want to call him his real name, Ayokunlemi. Ah, I can't call it. It's more powerful. Ayokunlemi. Joy will always fill my house. Go and find out your names, please. Udomi, so the first day I met you, I said, your name on Snapchat is complete or Wilson Israel, right? Wilson Israel. Israel is a good name. But I said, what is your native name? And the time he told me Domi, so I said, please teach me how to pronounce it because that's what I'll be calling you. I'm not from Delta State or anywhere you are from, but that is what resonates with me. So guys, please go and find out the meaning of your names. Because it was God that appeared to Joseph. Joseph is the man, is the one that always named the child, not the mother. The mother can give you other names though. Okay? But the name that you really bear is your father that will give you. That's why they say fathers will name their children. That's why the angel, this is what you call this child. So at some point, if you guys remember Jabez in the Bible, I told my baby, I said, what's the meaning of Wajinga? I'm not Osa, so tell me. Say Wajinga means someone bound to God. So Vivian, I put it to you today. You might not understand. And that was when Inika said, what do you think Vivian feels for me? She came from a place of the physical and said, Vivian might not be ready to accept. I said, accept waiting. Coming out. You think coming out is what she's not ready to accept? She's someone that her father feels you can make your choices. I will never. So if you're not scared of your father, is it your mother? Yesterday, I told my mother's boyfriend, my mother's husband, I said, you gave me Elizabeth Fakwetu, you gave me love, oh, because you're just a nice person. Sagittarius people are naturally nice. Millicent, Casper, all of you, you're just nice people. You help people when you have money. It is not, I know you people because I've studied zodiac signs. So when Wajinga came to me and said, her friend said, zodiac signs might limit you, I said, that's a lie. She said, if you go too deep into it, I said, that's a lie. I told Inika, call your mother for me. Let her pray for me. I started talking to the mother. I said, mommy, do you know why you pray for me? Because things you could not do in your daughter's life. I'm doing it now. Inika just met her mom 3 years ago. So when she was growing up, she grew up with a stepmom that probably wanted, obviously, the stepmom had her own children that she would take care of with love. But she can't take care of Inika with love. So when she's seeing bad habits in Inika, she will leave her. She won't correct her. So she knows that when she grows up, it will start to. Nothing can kill your light, though. Don't let me lie to you. If you have light, you have light. So people that know you have light, they will see it. That is why deep people like David, Godia, Titi said, Elizabeth, you're someone I know, I just can never leave. Okay? So Titi, even if we go for months without talking, the first day we talk, that means she's a Pisces. So I understand that she's someone naturally spiritual. She's very physical, right? She exists on a physical plane. But if she tells you this is it, that is it. And Dami is my best friend. Why? Dami grounds me a lot. When I feel I've done something wrong and I call her and say, Dami, I just slept with someone and I'm not happy about it. Dami will say, Elizabeth, just have fun. Just have fun. And I will feel happy because she didn't judge me for what I did. She's the only person I can come clean to. Are you guys getting me? I want you people to understand why I went off yesterday. See, don't let me lie to you. I said, mommy, everybody has a clean side and a dark side inside of us. There's always a balance. That's what you people don't understand. As I told you, I said, where do you think the light that God called, where did you think it came out from? He said in the beginning, everything was void, darkness, emptiness. Are you guys understanding? So you might have light inside of you, but you're not emitting this because darkness will just naturally exist. Hey, see, you understand? That is why I said I'm on a spiritual journey now. And mine is even greater than Jesus Christ's zone because, well, don't let me go deep. I'll just say it's Jesus, right? Mine is greater because Jesus went 40 days and 40 nights. I couldn't eat 40 days and 40 nights. Okay? I didn't grow up at age 12 with my parents. Do you know why? Because my mom left me at 1-point-something years old. She sent me to her grandma. Her grandma. I told my mom yesterday. I said, Mommy, if you guys go and check my birthday well, hey, Mommy, oh, you guys don't know me. I know I am a powerful person. Go and check the meaning of 9/11. That's my birthday. From September 1, I started seeing 9/11 every day of my life. I'll be posting it, you guys don't know. Angel numbers. You guys need to know things. I'm a very powerful person. If I don't see it by myself, even all my friends started seeing 9/11. In a card, I can't read 9/11. They'll go and read it themselves. I know what 9/11 is. I'm a light walker. Nobody told me I'm a light walker. Why didn't I call myself? See, God said he's Christ. He said, okay, he started having disciples. He was teaching them. They were following him. That's why I said, Ebube understands the true meaning of Christianity. She's a Christian because she's Christ-like. Are you getting me? But me and Ebube cannot exist together. Why? Because I'm not Christ-like. I'm not a Christian. I'm a light walker. God told me one day, he said, Elizabeth, I have a dark side. I will explain it to you. For God to be saying that to me. Rain is falling. You guys may not really hear me, but understand that this is a blessing. Are you guys getting me? So I might, don't let me lie to you. God is a dark person too. Eh? Is it not God that created Satan? Are you guys not getting deep things? You guys might not get deep things because God cannot reveal it to all of us. We are not all on the same spiritual journey. Don't let me lie to you. I thought my crown. God said you have a crown on your head, and that is why you're reina. Reina, not just queen. You're reina. That's Spanish for queen. Why is it reina? Why is it not just queen? Because not everybody will know the meaning of queen. I say everybody understand what queen is, but not everybody understand reina. So there are some people that shouldn't understand I'm a queen. Are you getting me? But when I say I'm reina, you say, reina, good. It sounds good. I named this place Reina Soul. Because I say I will always come true to you people. I will always tell you the truth. Are you guys getting my point? So yes, when God started teaching me, he said, Elizabeth, don't let me lie to you. You come from a line of great witches. Great witches. I won't go deep, but I come from a line of great witches and also royalty. Okay? So sometimes I'll tell you, the royalty stopped on my great-great-grandmother. My great-great-grandmother is the queen. She's the real queen. She's a healer. She's someone that loves people. Okay? She truly loves people. And she heals people with herbs. She heals people because at that time now, obviously, she can't hold people and say, so she will get herbs and heal them. All these things I'm telling you, Elemo, you can't know. I won't lie to you. God said, go on Dada. Go on Dada. I said, Ineka, I don't know. I want to go on Dada. I want to go on locks. And Ineka check locks for me. She said, even you, I'm seeing locks on your head. Don't let me lie to you. Ineka sees, oh. Mommy, I see better. Why? The crown on my head, I thought it was just a physical crown. So I imagined the best crown possible and put it on my head. But I never got the picture of a crown. But when I saw Inika's big eye in front of her head, I said, wow. I can't look at Inika. I covered her head. When Inika come, I now come down and said, even if you look, I'm light. What do you want to see? And she looked through and said, Elizabeth, I see that your name should not be. I see that your name is a name that everybody will call. But it's not Elizabeth I see them call. It's Reina Soul. I mean, God has already told me that. That's why I named it Reina Soul. I wanted to start my website. I said, Reina World. He said, no, it sounded nice, but it's not. And then I said, Reina Hills. Reina World wanted to buy the site, but it was already bought. It was bought by someone that has not even used it yet. For you to understand that. If I really wanted it, I could have still gotten it. But do you know what God now told me? That means it will be about you alone. You bring people to your world, but they will not be worshipping you as the queen. You can be doing great things, but it will be about you alone. That is where selfishness comes in. That's what our pastors don't understand. They might have power, but selfishness. Do you guys get what I'm telling you? Not all of us can get this deep understanding. I am a Virgo. If you don't know, Virgo and Gemini, we are ruled by Mercury. Mercury is the planet of thought and communication, intellect. That is why, Tommy, why I say I need you. The only person that can ground me could be a Gemini. Why? Because we are alike. And that is why my baby girl is a Gemini. Wajinga, if you go all your life, you still come back to me because I'm someone that is concentrated to God. Even now, I'm not concentrated again. I am God. Hey, Timo. Hey, Mamo. You guys will know. You might not know it yet, but you will know. That's why some of you will run away from me. John, this morning I read your message. You said, Elizabeth, I started your podcast, but I couldn't finish it. It was too hot for you. But Nonso came and said, Elizabeth, I already understood this, so I started deleting friends immediately. Like, we will understand at our own time. Imagine can rush in. Nobody will rush you at your own time. That's why I understood that even as much as I was sleeping with Vivian, I'm someone that would talk and give light to people, but I can't give light to Vivian. Because one day Vivian said, Elizabeth, you healed yourself, I'll heal myself. And I understood that because she's my second person. She's not even my second person. She's someone that will be with me for life. She's my mirror image. I told them, I said, I didn't understand it, but whenever I look at this guy, I see myself. I see things. Don't let me lie to you. So when I'm saying, don't do this, I called John one morning. I said, John, this is what I'm saying. John said, yes. I want you people to understand how powerful I am now and why I'm doing things. So Vivian, you will be bounded to me because you are bound to God. You are the only one that can ground me. Don't let me lie to you. When I got out, I taught this girl that is with me. I said, Nika, when you always come back, bait. See, they touched me outside yesterday. No, they didn't touch me. They touched Nika when she was sleeping. I said, Nika, wake up, let's pray. I can feel, we are not even going to pray. Let's just gist. I said, Nika's mom said, you guys should be praying. I said, Mommy, I will call you to pray for me because your generation is prayer, they know. But my generation is deep truth they need to awaken. And I was like, when just one night of me and Ineka staying up all night to awaken deep truth together, our grandma called her in the morning and said, She said, Ma, are you okay? I'm not okay, but, But Ineka, you'll be successful in life. We didn't understand that at that time because you can only understand things based off on the level of knowledge you have, right? But so we thought, maybe she's saying that because she wants to die. I knew that she released light into Ineka, but I felt maybe she wants to die. But yesterday, talking to Ineka's mom, I said, Mommy, I made her understand things I've done in her daughter's, two of her daughter's life. I said, I love Ineka coming into my life because, Vivian, could you remember? I said, I feel like I'm on a level of deep intuition now. Come and help me test my intuition. Let me be telling you things and you say yes or no. I already knew I have a deep level of intuition. I just wanted to try you out so that I can talk to you and you realize my light. But even if you realize my light and you don't realize it yourself, you don't realize me doing things for people, you won't understand why I pushed you away. Vivian was in the place of physical. She will always be in the place of physical because I'm too spiritual for her. She has to handle me from a place of physical. Dami can handle me. That was why I wondered why I started this healing journey. It was affecting people. It couldn't affect Dami. And I understood that Dami too has gone through a lot. Why wasn't he getting to Dami? But Dami will be saying, Elizabeth, I saw your podcast. You're doing great. I understood that. But see, there are some people that even if they go through a lot, they just understand that that's how life is. It can't hurt them. Because they see life with beauty. And that is why Dami, our friends didn't understand it on time. But me, I saw it. I saw that Dami can never lack. She's someone that she came from a poor household, but she can't lack. She's a twin, no, but she can't lack. And her twin will even be asking her, why do you think twins cannot grow up together? Because they have different minds of understanding. Hey, mom, mama, sofuni, the rain is making it somehow. But I will still tell you, you know why the rain is falling? And why I'm seeing it as blessing is because some of you need to hear things that will set you free. Okay? But the rain, I understand I'm someone. The devil understands me better. So that's why I'm talking to some of you. You'll be making noise around me. It's because my power is in my voice. Don't let me lie to you. Right now, I'm in my closet, putting my phone and talking to you people because I know myself. I know that I'm a very detailed person. If I hear any little noise when I'm talking, it distracts me. And that is what these people know. And that is why when I start to talk, they start to distract me. They realize they can't take my voice. Don't let me lie to you. Something happened yesterday. I was talking to a friend of mine, Kelvin. I was talking to him. I told Ineka, Ineka, we've not slept in 2 days. Oh, you can't sleep. Well, I feel like I don't have to sleep this night. I'm going to tell her to tell you things at some point. Hey, 30 minutes. But I'm not stopping yet because we need to get somewhere, okay? That's why preachers will start and never get to stop at the time they want to stop. Because, see, some people say, this is your podcast. It should be 15 minutes because it will be too long for some people. And I said, sorry, if it's too long for you, Ineka, are you getting me? If it's too long for you, then it's not for you. Do you get me? And that is why yesterday when I shouted at you people, before I start shouting, I told you people I was vexed though, and I'm in tears. Why? Yesterday, see, as much as I was vexed and in tears, if God had not calmed me down, I wanted to prophesy into my baby's life. My love, the person I love most in the world, she's the only person I love most now because he's not even my mother again. It has never been my mother. He's never my uncle again because he has found his own love. He can start his own family. It's this girl. It's this girl. Ah, I told my uncle, I said, you smoke, I smoke. You drink, I drink. You're a man, I'm a man. Don't let me lie to you. We'll see when he said, Elizabeth, calm down with her. Elizabeth, calm down with her. She might look big, I know. I feel you are the man in this relationship, so be the man. I didn't understand that because I saw her as the man of me. At the same time, I'm equal man and equal woman. She just has a better power of portraying the male image. But I can portray male and female equally. You guys don't get this. I didn't know that. And when I got that understanding was when she said, ah, Elizabeth, I feel like I've been depriving you of some things. Because I said, ah, you like dick, I like dick, oh. But I don't think this can work with us. So I'm going to order a strap on. Because I want to fuck. I like to fuck. At the same time, I want to be fucked. See, you always look for a way to make things work out, okay? So I bought an elder strap. It has not arrived yet because we are not together yet. So even if it arrives, I'll be sad that I can't use it on her. You guys don't understand. I can't use it on her, not because I don't love her, but I realized she's somebody that will be with me for life. I told Vivian, I said, I love children, but I just feel like I can't carry a child. So I feel like I'll use a surrogate. That means I always said that to you all my life. Don't let me lie to you. I will tell you I said that. Vivian said, don't worry. I love children. I will carry them for you. She has the male energy. Oh. She has the male energy, but she was ready to carry my children. Because don't let me lie. Oh. If I carry a child, I'm on a spirituality of 90. Yesterday, I entered 100. That was when I wanted to lose my body. Ineka, what happened before? I felt sick yesterday. I got angry at Ineka. Why? Because Ineka is a strong person. She's an angry person. She grew up strong. She had to grow up strong. Because her stepmother never loved her. She had to grow up strong. Even as I'm doing now, it's because there's still a part of her that is blocking me. And I won't be vexed. Because as I said, I need you people. At some point, all of you will be calling me to talk to you. But please be ready to know the truth before you call me. Because I am a spiritual person. All of you think you know Elizabeth that you fucked, Abby? Ah, don't try it. Oh. Don't try to know me as the same Elizabeth. Emma, fail. And I'm not cursing you. I'm just saying I found myself, my true self. I know that queen that is a healer, I got her spirit. Because that's why some children will die and come back as the same person. So I feel like she's the same person that came back. Yesterday, me and Ineka were dying here. Ineka said her body is paining her. I noticed that anytime I touch her, and someone that likes to touch people, just to make sure you're getting. But if I touch Ineka, I'm shaking you now. Can you feel pain? That is what I am going to do in people's life. I can see this greatness. But I need all of you to help me. I won't lie to you. I am crying because I need your help. Yesterday, nobody could hold me down. I won't lie, I'm crying. My voice is breaking because I can't talk at some point. Oh. Oh. They can talk for me. Oh. Talk. Let them know.
You guys,
go to the wardrobe, put your head and talk.
You guys, you need to understand that Elizabeth,
talk out because you're talking to a lot of people.
Elizabeth is on a spiritual journey, so she needs our help. She needs our help.
Be loud. Let them hear you now. You can't be soft.
She needs our help, and she needs us to like be there for her, to ground her and everything. Do you get?
Don't be shouting. A lot of people cannot hear. Shout.
All the things she's saying is not like she's like. Some of you think she's crazy. She's not crazy.
Nika, I can't hear your voice.
She knows what she's doing.
Nika, you give me.
She knows what.
I'm sorry. I feel like you guys cannot hear Nika, because what I want her to say. When I'm crying, Ineka is not building herself because she's a shy person. She's very shy. She has low self-esteem. The way I will shout, I give her the phone for her to explain things to you because she has been with me for the last 3 days. She knows what I'm going through. I told Ineka, I said, you'll be a voice to people. We saw them, dumb people, people that can't talk. I said, Ineka, do you know why God said me and Godi have the same job? And you got vexed and said, God, you are wrong. God almost killed her. Not God, who? I almost killed her. I won't lie to you. I said, I am wrong. She didn't even stop at I am wrong. I wanted to understand why I was wrong. Because I just don't know. I wanted to understand why I was wrong. Why I said me and Godi have the same job. Gratitude will always lead us. I said that from the place of, because she said she wants to know God. I said, Nika, if you really want to know God, it will take a long time. Ineka, don't let me lie to you. You might know God over at 50 years old. And you won't succeed till 50 years old. Because I wanted to know God from the moment I came out of my belly. Jesus Christ wanted to know God at 12 years old, even though he knew why he was here, right? And even at 12 years old, what did he do? He went into a synagogue. He was sitting there just listening to teachings. Do you know why it's going to be hard for me to do that? Because God teaches me on his own. God said, I realized I made a mistake. If I didn't curse Adam and Eve out of anger, of course, he created also. But he cursed them out of anger. He said, it's that anger that is causing pain in the world now. He said, but Elizabeth, listen to me. I'm creating a new world. I've realized my anger. And I've realized how it has helped. And that is why rapture will not just happen like that. And that's why the great tribulation will not just come like that. Go and read Revelations, though. He said, who is fit enough to open this? Before we are anything else, before we are humans, we existed though in the soulful world. Jesus Christ came and said, God, I will do this. And God said, yes, you are my son. You are my son. And that is why you guys don't know. But all of a sudden, parents love sons more than daughters. They want sons because a few sons can do things, right? But the things Jesus Christ could not do, I will do it though. And I will do more than that. Why? Because I am a lady. I understand the place of being shut down because you're a lady. Ineka, are you getting my point?
Yeah.
I understand the place. That is why God will just sit down and be teaching me things. That's why yesterday, me and Ineka's body were paining. No, my own body was not paining me. Ineka's body was paining her because she said, Elizabeth, I feel there were rats in Casper's house and Tomiwa's house. I said, Ineka, do you know why this rat infested? Ineka, did you notice that when we were always there, laughing and being together, when we were always sleeping together, we never saw rats. So, and all of a sudden, I'm seeing rats in their house. And Tomiwa is saying, it's even so bad, I want to fumigate the whole house. It's so bad that these rats, they went to our pot. I saw you bring it to the room. They said, nothing can save us. And Ineka, you told me, Elizabeth, these rats are not normal. Do you know why me and Ineka can work together like that? Because she has to help my intuition. I might know that they are not normal, but once she says it, I say, I felt it. Because I'm too spiritual for this world. Don't let me lie to you. I can be 100 this minute and I can be 90. I'm between 90 and 100. Why? Because my love is still out there looking for nonsense when she should be here grounding me. I gave my love the 25% because that 25% is all for her. Why 75% is for the people I am called for? And that's why, Vivian, I pushed you away because you're still talking from the place of physical. I understand that it will be hard for you to accept me because I'm someone you fuck. You fuck me, I do things with you. So, see, finish has entered. It's just normal. And that was when I realized I couldn't heal Vivian. Vivian has to go and heal herself. Because, baby, you can do it. You grew up with love. Then Milade told me, he said, Elizabeth, I see you that you'll be with a partner that grew up with love, in a house full of love. But because you never got that, it might be hard for you to deal with that partner. Hey, when Demilade said that, I knew it, that it's possible. But I said, no, I will look for somebody that was on the same level. Hey. But Vivian, when she came into my life, I understood that she grew up rich. She grew up. I said, can someone have it all? Nick, I asked myself, can somebody have it all? Yeah. No! Nobody can have it all. Because we all have to feel pain at some point. So what did God do to Vivian? Even as she had it all, God made her to love. Love toxically. Are you getting me? And then he broke her with that love. So that she will not learn love for me alone. Are you getting me?
Yeah.
Vivian cannot understand some things. She couldn't understand why you were raped. Why? Because she can't feel it. She has never been there. And it's not her fault. It's because God has created her just to be for me. She won't get me. So even if I am shouting that I want to feel everybody's rape, imagine I'm saying, I say, God, please let me feel people's rape. Don't let them rape them. Let them rape me instead. And that was why robbers raided our house. Like any evil thing, let it just happen to me. So if I could say that for other people, do you think I would have handled it if they raped Vivian yesterday? Ha! As I say, you guys that love me so much, please be careful. I am begging you now. Be careful. I wanted Ineka to explain this to you, but I understood that she's low. She's still very low. Her voice is still very low. Are you guys getting me? So some of you that need noise, Ineka, that's why I understand that my voice is my power. Hi. That is why even if they are choking my throat, when I was working with Ineka, my one was even soft. They are just touching, they are massaging me, rubbing me. I said, Nick, I felt that these demons are here. And they didn't just rub my neck. They know that I'm someone with very high sexual energy. I feel like they've touched me. They've touched me, Nick, I told you. I got up, I burned my incense. People don't understand why I burn incense. Because I need grounding from time to time. I need things to calm me down. Tomiwa said today, after I heard the podcast, I called Tomiwa yesterday, oh, listen to me, girl. All of you, listen to me. When Vivian called Ineka, I explained some things to them, Vivian, right? I explained something to them, Vivian and Godia. I said, Vivian and Godia, I told Godia one day, I said, Godia, I know you have a spiritual journey alongside with me. I know you have to be with me. But I don't understand why me, you, and Vivian, God said we are so connected. I said, I'm trying to understand it. I said, is it that Vivian has a spiritual journey? But I can feel that she doesn't have a spiritual journey. But she's someone that needs to ground both of us. Godia, I didn't understand it, but now I get it. If me and you start, Vivian needs to be here to say, oh yeah, guys, let's go and party. All this planning I'm doing for us, Vivian will be the one to party. Guys, now you guys are being too uptight. Let's party. Let's do this. Let's do that. We're in boat one day. I sat in front with the driver. God wanted me to talk to the driver, right? And Vivian was holding me. Vivian thought I was high. I tell you guys, I don't even smoke much these days because if I try it, hey, Ineka, tell them, if I try to smoke more than 2 drugs, hey, I will go. I will go. I might not die because I know I love my body. I still need to come back. But I will go in the sense that for hours I'll be there. And I was like, when we're eating spaghetti in the pot together, the three of us, all of a sudden I shut off. My baby was touching me and saying, baby, baby, I could hear her. Let me lie to you, I could hear her. But I was gone though. And as I was going, as I went, I was seeing visions of the three of us. I saw that Godia and me were close, but we're still separate at the same time. We're shining our light. I saw that Vivian was in another white man's land. She was in a white man's land with a chef cap on her head, long chef cap. Because that girl is going to be a chef. Are you listening to me? These things are coming on this podcast because I sent it to her. On Snapchat, I said, baby, this might be long. I'm someone that talks a lot so that you just get it. I'm a teacher. I'm a healer. Jesus Christ was calling people to teach them. The Beatitude, he was teaching all of us. But when God said, we're in a soul podcast, into the deep, Emma Law, into the deep. Just for me, just talking to Ineka. Her grandma called her and said, hey, she has met somebody that will talk to her. From Ineka, I went into Ineka's house. I saw darkness. I said, there's still darkness in that house. You can't go yet until you can't finish NYC and go back to the house. And that's like, Godia, I said, after NYC, me and you would stay in Abuja together. You guys don't know. I'm moving to Abuja. Me, listen, you are sad because you feel as much as me and you don't connect sometimes. We have to be together. And that's why yesterday you called me. After you heard everything, you called me and said, Elizabeth, she was crying. Millicent was crying. Because I said, Millicent, I could have gone. No, Millicent understood on a deeper level because she's a Sagittarius. And that's why it gets me too. I said, Millicent, I could have gone. No, she started crying for me. I said, don't cry for me. I'm here now. Ineka grounded me because then I was like, Ineka, please let me go. Ineka, please let me go. I'll come back to you. She'll be young to see the power of God. I will go now and I'll still knock on this door because I know there's someone in my house. He's a guy. That every time I burn my incense, his room is very far from my room. But if I burn incense, he will cover every part of his room so that the smell will not enter. I spoke to him one day. I saw that this person is a great person, but he couldn't just get me. I was telling him, he said I'm a bad person because every bad thing, I mean crazy pass. Every bad thing, I have nipple piercing, I have nose ring. I'm a lesbian. Every bad thing that they do. He said, don't you know you can't do this in Nigeria yet? If you want to do it, go abroad. And I realized I'm not someone that will go abroad because Nigerians need psychology. I told my father yesterday, I said, Daddy, oh, listen, I wanted to do psychology. You stopped me because you said you're a psychologist. I said, but which country needs psychology the most? Is it not Nigeria? A lot of us are stressed. We need people to talk to. I said, with your stupid psychology that you think you study, what are you doing with it? You are abroad, working different jobs. I said, do you know that you didn't allow me to study psychology? I studied biochemistry. Now I understand why. But then I studied biochemistry. I will never use biochemistry. I will never enter Bell's University again to collect my certificate. But God will sort me out for life because God said, I will give you the gift of psychology. But do you know why it's not going to be easy for me now? It's because I've not dealt, as much as I feel I've dealt with a lot of things, I won't lie to you, I don't know how to ask for help. It was hard for me to come out and say, guys, I need your help. Every one of you. I told Millicent yesterday, I said, Millicent, you want me to talk to you? I dropped Millicent's call. I was cutting her call. She was calling me 4 times. And I said, okay, let me talk. I said, Millicent, you want me to talk to you? Yesterday, even after I died, something happened. Kelvin's friend came. She wanted to come and check up on me because when I was talking to Kelvin in the middle of the night, I wasn't in the house. I was at Temuya's house. Me and Kelvin stayed together. I could have waited to come back. You know, I can get this point. I could have waited to come back to the house to talk to Kelvin. But I told you I won't sleep. And all of a sudden, Kelvin texted me that I am confused because I had already dropped something for him. See, if I drop you things, you might not understand it. If you come to me and say I'm confused, be ready because I will teach you. And from the point of teaching you, things will happen to me. It can happen to you because even if it happens, you see it as normal, but it will happen to me. So I was on call with Kelvin. I was teaching him. I didn't enter the call for 5 minutes. 5 minutes, I started feeling my throat itching. Because don't let me lie to you. If my voice is silenced, I told Ineka was crying now, talk for me. I saw that she was being scared. I wanted her to tell you people things, to tell you people how I have a dark side because the queen is inside of me. That's why they'll kill a child, Abby. A child will die now, Abby. A grandma will die and a child will be born. And they will see the characteristics of the child, of the grandma in that child, and name her Iyabo. My mother has come back. Yoruba people are deep people. Yoruba people are very deep people. And that was why God made me identify as Yoruba for a very long time. To learn deep things for this moment. Hey, they get. I'm from Cross River State. So I'm from Ogoja. My father is from Ogoja. I'm a Cross River girl. All of you that thought you knew me as Yoruba, you'll be surprised. I have Yoruba names based. My mom said it's not even Yoruba. My mom is Edo. But she claimed Yoruba because all of us needed to learn things in the Yoruba world. Yorubas, they deal with witchcraft. Edo people are witchcrafts. Edo people. They are witches. We all know that. We are powerful witches. So, I've traced back my lineage. I've been lineage. I've traced it back and realized it's that queen that I was born again. So I'm someone that I heal people now with essential oils. You don't know how it will be used. That's why you come to me. And that's why I study biochemistry. I deal with essential oils. I could make my own essential oils from my biochemistry knowledge. But then what am I going to do with it? I'm not just going to be selling it. I'm trying to form British accent, Britico. But I'm not just going to be selling it, right? I'm going to be using it now to heal people. And Sully, if you looked that day, I looked at those essential oils. I picked two, vetiver and tea tree, just because I liked the name, right? But one day I was so distressed in me, so distressed, not for myself, for the world we live in. As I said, God said, me and Godia, we have the same journey. Because Godia is someone that can be sad right now. But she'll still be making people happy. Ineka, that day I said I came back from Lagos. Was Godia not making you guys happy? Was she not smoking with all of you, with you and Vivian? But deep inside, Godia is crying. Me and Godia could relate only when I said, you know, sometimes when Vivian is listening, talking to her parents, there's a part of jealousy that comes out because I never got that. And Godia said, yes, I can relate. As I said, Godia, you and Vivian, I opened your eyes. You got vexed at me. Ineka was sad because Vivian called her and started to talk to her that Vivian did not call me for opening her eyes. Vivian knew the truth. Godia needed to know the truth. That's why I opened both. I said, you think, both of you think you're helping each other. You're only helping each other plan dick appointments. That's why Vivian will say, Godia, you need to fuck somebody. You need to fuck somebody. She'll start to pick up phones. She's always the one that, plans fucks for Godia. And Godia might not enjoy it, but because Vivian has planned it, Godia will have to go. I see things they don't know. I see. I will keep quiet because if you don't ask me, I will never talk to you. I told Kelvin one day, I said, Kelvin, I'm traveling now. I said, I'm a very observant person. I'm giving you the key to my room. Try and take anything in that room. Try and touch it. Anyway, I will know. Kelvin said, let's see and try. I said, okay. I didn't know at the time. I didn't even know what it would be. But I know my room to the point of, I'm a detailed person. If you guys don't know, go and read about Virgos. Hey, 51 minutes.